Do you know about the Costco chicken? Do you know about the rotisserie chicken?
Yes, I get it all the time.
Oh, okay. This is new to me. I had no idea. I guess being a vegetarian, no one told me.
Mm-hmm.
But so my mom and I go to Costco and she's like, get on the line. I'm like, what line? You mean to pay? We didn't buy anything yet. She's like, no, the chicken line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait, what? So in all of Costco, in case you don't know, in case you are like me and you were today years old when you learned about the rotisserie chicken at Costco, apparently it is the most delicious chicken on the planet. And there's a guy back there, and all he does all day long is make those rotisserie chickens, package them, put them out. The second he puts them out, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
People are literally waiting. They're standing around the rotisserie waiting for him to put it out there so they can grab them. People are grabbing like four at once. My mom's like, get in there, get in there. So I got two of them, one for her, one for my boyfriend, who really doesn't eat chicken. But I'm like, you do now. Like, you have to taste this. So, yeah, it's a thing. Like, apparently the Costco rotisserie chicken is the most delicious chicken on the planet. It's priced really well. I don't know how much it was because I didn't look at the receipt, but I heard it was like my mother paid. So it was like super cheap.
Mm.
But it's so good that people literally, I saw people walking out with just the chicken. They came in with their Costco card just for the chicken.
Okay.
And they all stand there and wait.
Here's the deal on the Costco chicken. So the Costco chicken is always on. If you look up best chicken in the country, it will be in the top five. That's how good it is. Costco loses money on the chicken. So
because
they just, it's something they just take a loss on because they put it at the, it's like milk. When they have milk at the store, they know you're going to walk through the whole store to get to the milk. So now you got to walk through the whole Costco just to get the chicken. They know you're going to buy other things.
It's at the very end of the Costco. You're right. I mean, that's the whole point, that if I come for the chicken, I have to walk through a lot of aisles. And the Astoria Costco is enormous. It's the size of Astoria.
Right.
Like I couldn't, it was so big. We couldn't get to the entire thing in a day. But yeah, we spent like $200 there today, and we went really just for the chicken, which was probably $5 a chicken.
And that's what it is. It's $5.99 for a chicken, and that chicken will feed a family of four for five bucks.
My boyfriend's already eaten half of it, by the way.
I buy it for the whole family. The family of four eats off of it, and there's leftover. And the dogs even get some.
Okay, my boyfriend, I brought it today. It smelled so good. He had it for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
Literally half the chicken is gone. He's eaten a half a chicken today.
It is that amazing. So, no, I know a lot about the Costco chicken. I never walk past it without getting it. It's $5. I mean, you get a chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, it's $5. You get a whole chicken that feeds four people, $5.
All right. Well, you know, that's the downside to being a vegetarian. I don't learn things like this until I'm in the midst of it. So now here I am learning about how the rest of the world lives, the non-vegetarian world lives.
I think a rotisserie is like a really morbid Ferris wheel for chickens. It's a strange piece of machinery. We will take the chicken, kill it, and impale it, and then rotate it. And I'll be damned if I'm not hungry. Because spinning chicken carcasses make my mouth water. I like dizzy chicken with some mashed potatoes.